Mishnah base. Ultimately, even for Trumas HaDeshen, they would decide who would do it based on a lottery, just like with all of the other services. And the reason for this is because of the following story. Maisa, there was a story, it once happened. Shahayu Shneim Shovin, the two Kohanim were equal, V'rotzim V'velim HaKevesh. They were running, going up on the ramp, and they were at the same place. So it was very close. It was a tie. And so that one of the Kohanim would be able to get there first, V'dochaf Echam Enes Chaveiroi. One of them pushed his friend, and V'nofal, he fell, V'nishbro Ragloi, and broke his foot. V'kivin Shiro Basin Jamon De Sakana. Since the Basin saw that this method of choosing who would be able to do it would lead to danger, his kinu sheloyuhu terminus amizbeach and mapayis, they instituted that they would only decide who would perform this Trumas HaDeshen by using a lottery. Just like with pretty much all of the services. And now the Mishnah introduces the next few Mishnayos really till the end of the Perek, and says that Arba Piosis Hayusham, there were four occasions on each day where they would draw lots in the Beis HaMikdash. So they would get all of the Kohanim to gather together four times, and each time they would draw lots for particular things. This gives more glory to Hashem when the Kohanim gather together. So they would gather together four times, and the lottery which we just described, or the Trumas HaDeshen, was there Pais HaRishon. That was the first lottery which was done of the day. Gemara explains that the person who won the lot to perform Trumas HaDeshen would also perform a couple of other things, such as setting up the wood on the Mizbeach. So the lot which was cast wasn't just for the Trumas HaDeshen, but it was also for the rights to do certain other services.